Good morning, Bereshis Rabbi Crown. We are on Dalet Amud Beis at the very bottom, about 10 or 11 lines to the bottom, and it says, V'shimshon lav nazar haya. So we had learned previously two concepts, the concept of what's known as a nazar olam, a nazar forever, quote-unquote, and a nazar shimshon, and we have discussed that when it came to the nazar olam, they had the right or the ability to lighten their hair once a month or once every while, and then they would do certain things if when their hair became heavy. And we learned about the Nazar Shimshon that they would not cut their hair, but they would enable themselves to become Tamei. And then we also discussed the methodology up to this point about you have to make some sort of declaration to be a Nazir, etc. So the Gemara is going to question the Shimshon Lav Nazar Haya. Shimshon, we know he was obviously a Nazir, but there was never any human, he didn't make any declaration. What happened with him, if you remember the story, is that they came to his parents, they said, you're going to have a child, and he should be a Nazir his whole life. V'achsev, the Pasuk says, ki Nazir elokim yanar min abetin, that he should be a Nazir from when he's born. So his father was commanded that he should be a Nazir before he was born. So the question is, does that mean that the father declared him a Nazir, which is something that can happen? Or does it mean that this Malach came along and declared him a Nazir? If the Malach came along, then there was no Nazir, there was no human who declared him a Nazir. The Gemara answers, Hasa Malachu Dekamar. This is the Malach that's saying the declaration rather than telling the father that he should do it himself. So now moving on to the discussion around the Nazir Shimshon, we had learned that the Nazir Shimshon is allowed to become Tamei. So how do we know this? How do we know that Shimshon became Tamei Meis? And we know he killed a lot of people, but do we know that he became Tamei Meis? This is from the pasuk says, "Bilchi achamar akesi elef ish." That with this jawbone, Shimshon says this. With this jawbone, I killed 1,000 men. Right. So if he's killing 1,000 men, maybe that means he became Tamei. Maybe it was like a boomerang, right? He threw this at them and they killed them, but he didn't actually touch them. So maybe he became tamei. Maybe he never became tamei. Ela mehacha, maybe from here. Vayach behem shloshim ish veikachas chalitza. So another pasuk says that Shimshon killed 30 men and he took their clothing. So if he took their clothing after he killed them, then he would have become tamei. The Gemara says dilma ashlichan bereishav ader akutan. Maybe he took their clothing first. And then, after he took their clothing, it's when he killed them. But the pasuk doesn't line up with that. The pasuk says, "Vayach vayikach." First he killed them, then he took it. Right. So it says it clearly in that direction. Maybe v'dilma gosasin shavim. Maybe he brought them almost to the point that they were dead, and right before they actually died is when he took their clothing. But how is that really what happened? Elag barg mirale. But this is really, we learn that ultimately he did take their clothing from after he killed them, and therefore he must have become Tamei Meis. So therefore we learn that Shimshon became Tamei Meis. So moving on to the case of the Nazir Olam, Nazir Olam Hechachsiv, where in the Pasuk do we learn, or how do we learn out that the Nazir Olam is allowed to trim his hair? The Tanya Rabbi Omer, Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya. Avshalom, who was David HaMelech's son, was a Nazir Olam. Shenamar, Vahi Miketz Arbim Shana, Vayomer Avshalom HaMelech, Elchana Vashlem Esidreya, Shenei Darti Lashem Bechevron. After 40 years, Avshalom said to David HaMelech, can I go bring whatever karbanos that I have to bring, as part of this? So it implies that he was a Nazir for 40 years or for a long time. Shall we learn that he cut his hair once every 12 months? Shenamar, v'ayhaya miketz yamim liyamim. At the end of every period of yamim maybe means a year, we'll see. So after every year, he would go ahead and cut his hair. So we know he's a Nazir Olam, and we know that he's cutting his hair every year. So moving on to Hayam and Aleph. V'ayalach yamim yamim ibate arechoma. And we learn, when it says yamim, we learn it from another use of the word yamim. When the word about yamim comes about when someone sells their residence in a walled city, they're allowed to redeem it back as long as it's done within a year. So that yamim we learn it has to apply within a year. My house amud bet chodesh, just like when it comes to redeeming a residence in the walled city, you have 12 months. Avkan yud bet chodesh here too, because the word yamim tells us that he cut his hair every 12 months. Rabbi Naharai Omer, no, not once a year. Megalech achas lamid yom. He would cut his hair once every 30 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, megalech be'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. No, he would cut his hair every Friday. Shekein matzina b'bnei melechim, shemegalechin me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. That was the typical practice of the sons of kings. And we know he was a son of David and Melech, and he therefore cut his hair every Friday. So we're going to get into like what are these different opinions and how do they work with each other. So my time at the Rabbi. Rabbi is the one who said once a year. He learned from the redeeming of a house that was sold within a walled city. But also Rabbi is the one who says, Ein yamim kusin mishnayim. The word yamim doesn't necessarily mean a year. It could also mean 2 days. Because somewhere else we learned that when when it comes to redeeming a house in the walled city, you have to it has to be a minimum of 2 days and a maximum of a year that you're allowed to redeem it, right? So the yamim could also mean 2 days. So maybe with Avshalom, maybe Rabbi meant that he can cut his hair every 2 days. The Gemara answers Hagzeira Shavi Mishum Kovid Gamir. The Gzeira Shavi here is because of the word COVID, meaning that the hair became heavy, right? So and ubishnei yamim leka COVID, and after 2 days, you know, no matter how much your hair grows, in 2 days it's not going to be, you're not going to have heavy hair, so it can't really be 2 days. The ema, maybe it means beishanim, maybe it means 2 years, not 2 days, but 2 years. The chsiv vahi mikay shnatayim yamim, that we learned somewhere else that it says. In Bereishis, it says, when it uses the word yamim, shnatayim, it means 2 years. So maybe it means 2 years. So Gemara answers, damim yamim she'edim mayim shayim. No, we're making a gzei reshava using the word yamim. We're not using shnatayim yamim. We're not using it when it says yamim together with a definition of years. So because it has the word, the reference to the years in there, we're not making a gzei reshava from there. We make the gzei reshava miyamim she'eni mahim shemim, from where the use of the word yamim without mentioning the words. Vayochiach zeh she'eish moshan men. Do not make the gzei reshava from somewhere where it's using the years. So you only make the gzei reshava where it's yamim on its own, not with years. And therefore you're back to the gzei reshava that would be 1 year, not 2 years. The Eimelam Minyan. What about maybe we should learn that it's 30 days? Dichsiv ad chodesh yamim, because it's somewhere else in Bamidbar it talks about not getting meat in the desert, and they got the meat and they would get meat for up to a month, and we use the word ad chodesh yamim. So again, we're going to use the same rebuttal. Danim yamim she'edim mahim chadashim. We're not making gzeira shava where it has the months. We're only using yamim on its own, not yamim with chadashim, not yamim with shanim, but yamim on its own. Yamim she'enim mayim chadashim. We do it from where there's year, where there's yamim is mentioned without months. And we do not use a case where it has the word chadashim with it. Maybe we should learn it from another place. It says miyamim yamima. Right. This talks about Yiftach, and there was something about that there were 4 days that they would go and they would do something on these 4 days without getting into the particulars. And what was the spread of the 4 days? Miyamim Yamima, it says. Danin Yamim Biyamim, and maybe because it's 4 times a year, maybe that means it's every 3 months, let's say. And the Gemara is going to give a similar answer. Danim yamim miyamim. Vein danim yamim miyamim yamim. Vein danim yamim miyamima. We compare the word yamim to another instance of the word yamim. We don't compare yamim to the word it says yamim yamim yamima, right? It's a different phrase. Umay nafkamina. What difference does it make? So in this case, it's still using the word yamim. It just has a different way of saying it. It's saying yamim yamima, right? It's still the word yamim. It's not saying chadashim, it's not saying shanim. So my nafkamina, why is this one different? V'atana devei Rabbi Shmuel, we learned by Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava kohen uvaha kohen. When it talks about a case of the kohen coming to check on saras, it says, v'shava kohen uvaha kohen, they should go return to the house, they should come to the house, but they really mean similar things. Zoe Shiva, Vizoe Bia, returning means, and coming both mean the same thing. They both mean the Kohen goes to the house, whether he's returning or coming. So maybe the Gzeira Shava, you could learn the same thing because these words really mean the same thing. The Gemara answers, Hani Mili. So there, you can use these words because that's all there really is to use. There's no other, that's where you make the Zeir Shava from. Hecha Deleka De Damile, where there's no other word that is identical to the first word. So you're making Zeir Shava where the word is close enough, but it's not the same thing. In our case, Elahecha De'ika Damile, we have a concept, we have an idea, Zeir Shava, where you have the exact same word. You have Yamim and Yamim in two different places. Medamile Yalfina, we shall learn it from the where the word is exactly the same, not where there is an almost the same, but that's all you have. So maybe that's why we can't use yam yam yamima. Another way, ika da amri samol semina yadina de choltasa yarchad el chad zimna. And again, we said that we learned that this yam yam yamima that was they did it four times a year. But there's nothing to say the frequency of the four times a year. We're assuming maybe it's once a quarter, but that doesn't mean that. Mina yadina de choltasa yarchad el chad zimna. How do we know it's every 3 months? Dilba arbi zamina bishata. Maybe they do it four different times. They do it in September and October and December and February. You know, who knows? Arba yachin chad zimna. There were 4 months in one interval. Or tre yachin chad zimna. Or there were 2 months in another. Maybe they did it every 4 months and every 2 months or whatever it is. It could be spaced out. So because it's not at a definitive time, maybe we can't learn it from there. So, That was Rebbe. Rav Naharai said, Rav Inoy Omer Megaleach Achatz Oshol Shemiam. He says it once every 30 days. So how does he know once every 30 days? My Taima Gabi Kohanim. Why is there halacha that a Kohen is supposed to cut his hair every 30 days? So a Kohen who is going to perform the Beis HaMikdash has to cut his hair every 30 days. Mishum De'ika Kovid. Why does he have to do that? Because his hair gets heavy. So in other words, it's a similar idea. That once he has a 30-day growth of hair, his hair looks heavy, and he has to look presentable when he's presenting when he's working the Beis HaMikdash. Hachinami ikar kovid, similar to the Kohen, that the Nazir also, that the Nazir Olam also, heaviness should be defined by 30 days. So that was Rav Naharai. And Rav Yossi Omer Megaleach Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. He says, no, you would cut every Friday. My ikar b'nei l'shar achoy. So we learned that this was his reasoning was because that was what the sons of the kings did. So Gemara asks, "My ikabeinei l'sharachai." So what's the difference between Avshalom and his other brothers? His other brothers were also sons of the king, and you know, so why is he special, right? If all of the sons of the kings are cutting every week, then how do we know that you can learn from here that he did this as part of his role as a Nazir Olam? The Gemara answers, Yotov Shechal Yosu Emsa Shabbos, when Yantiv would fall on a Thursday, let's say, Achui Megalchin, the brothers would take a haircut on Wednesday. They would always be ready for Shabbos or Yantiv. But Hulo Megalich, but he would not cut his hair, he would only do it on Fridays. He wouldn't do it when it was a Yantiv was there. Ina, or, that's one way of looking at it, Ina Megaluchai means Sarfa Demali Shabbata. Or maybe what's different is when it comes to the brothers, They would cut their hair in the morning, let's say. Achoy Megalchin. They can cut their hair whatever they want. So if they can get an appointment at Chubby's at 8 in the morning, they would go at 8 in the morning. Ila Megalech Ad Pani. But he would not cut his hair until right before Shabbos because he was more particular about it. He would do it specifically. So that now we had learned, when we started talking about Avshalom, the way we learned that it was a Nazir Olam was because he said he wanted to go after 40 years to bring his karbanos. So 40 years means 40 years from what? Does it mean 40 years when he was 40 years old? Does it mean when David HaMelech was king for 40 years? What does it mean? Hani arba imshana mayavadate. What are these 40 years? Rav Narayom imishun Rav Yeshua, the case memshana sheshalu HaMelech. It was 40 years after Bnei Yisrael asked for a king. So they originally asked for a king. And when they were asked for a king, then you know, then Shaul was appointed, and then David was appointed, right? So 40 years from when they asked for a king, Tana Osashana Shaul had Melech. It was 40 years after they asked for a king. Hishnas Esel Shmuel Haramati. That was 3 years into the prophecy of Shmuel. So that the 40 years is 40 years from when there was kingdom in Klal Yisrael. Okay, new Mishnah, very short Mishnah. Stan Naziros Lamed Yom, a standard Naziros, meaning a Naziros that you just say I am a Nazir of or the like. You don't say any other particular time. It's automatically defined as 30 days. Minahan Amili, how do we need this? Know this. Am Ramasna Amakra Kadoshi Yishbe Kadosh. And what do we learn from the word Kadosh? Yeah, Kadoshi Yeah, The gematria tlasin haven. The word yihyeh is, you know, the two yuds are 10 and the two hays are 5. That's 30. So you learn from the word yihyeh that it's 30 days. That's one source. That is first one. Bar Prada Omer, keneged nizro nizro mubi Torah. In the Torah, it says the word nazir multiple times. How many times did it say it? Lamid chaser achas, 30 minus 1, meaning 29 times. And in the notes, note 41, it tells you all the times it says it. So it says it 29 times. So therefore, he would learn out from there that the nazir has to be a nazir for 30 days. Rav Nasma Nami Nelef Minazir Nazir. So Rav Masna was the one who says he used the Gemara of Yehiyah, the Gematria of Yehiyah. Why doesn't he learn it from, why does he learn it from a Gematria? Let him also learn it from the count of the word Nazir. The Gemara answers, Amalach, Rav Masna would say to him, Ahula Drasha, that some of these words, these Nazir references, are used to teach us other things. We learn out that it says, Miyayin v'sheichar yazir. We learn now, for example, that he has to have both new wine and old wine, or eser yayin mitzvah b'yayin reshus, that he's not allowed to have, you know, optional wine versus sacramental wine, or ki yifle lindor neder lahazir, where when it says that a man or a woman says a vow, it means to b'lameish anaziros chala anaziros, meaning that you can have multiple Naziros, that if he's already a Nazir and he declares it again and again, he could add to his term. So therefore, he's using some of these words, Nazir, for other purposes. So they're not only there to be counted, they're there for another reason. So because they're there for another reason, he wouldn't use this as his rationale for coming up with the term of a Nazir. So moving to Amud Beis, Varpada, why doesn't he care? So again, Varpada is the one who says he used the count. Why doesn't he care that you use it for other reasons? Armalach, he would say to you, Lema Charminan de Lavo Drasha. There's at least one of these, 29, that does not have a drasha. You're not using it for any reason. So Elamidhu Lamanyana, since you're using it as part of a count, Kulanamalaminana. He's not bothered by the fact that you might use number 17 and number 21 for some other rationale, because there's at least one of them that's only there to establish a count, and there's more than that. You know, the count 29 still exists. Tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Stam Naziros Shloshim Yom, it's for 30 days, Bishlam Ala Rav Masna, that makes sense to Rav Masna, because Rav Masna is the one who said it's the Gematria, and therefore it's 30, Elevar Pada Kasha, but it's still a problem to Bar Pada, because Bar Pada didn't say that there were 30 counts of Nazir, he said there were 29, right? If there are 29, 29 is not the same as 30, it's close, it's not the same as 30. Amar L'cha Bar Pada, he would answer you, since on the 30th day is the day where the Nazir would shave and break his karbanos, he is, even though his Naziros goes for the 29, you know, it's 29 days, it still goes into the 30th until he does his rituals. So he's really, in reality, it winds up being into the 30th day. Because of that, the Mishnah says 30. So it's not that it's really 30, it's that it's practically 30. It's 29, but you have to wait till the next day anyway, so therefore it becomes 30. So the Gemara doesn't like this, so challenges it from a Mishnah. So now we learned in Mishnah, later on, we'll get to it. Misha Amar Harini Nazir, someone who says, I am a Nazir, Begaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He doesn't shave in the 30th day, he shaves in the 31st day. So what, you know, this kind of goes exactly against what Barpada just said. So if you're shaving on the 31st day, how can this really be? Bishlumar Rav Nat Masa Nicha, it works to Rav Masa. Rav Nasa says he's using the Gematria from Yehiyah to say 30. So there's 30 days of Naziros, and day 31, you do your business. Elevar Pada Kasha, this is a problem for Barpada. Because what he's saying is that on the 30th day, you can go ahead and you could shave and do your karbana. So what does the Mishnah say? You do it on the 31st day. Amalach Barpada. Barpada would answer you. Eim Aseifa. The end of the Mishnah says, Im Gileich Liyom Shloshim Yatzab. It says you should shave on the 31st day, but if you shaved on the 30th day, you're also Yotze. Ela Seifa Mesayile. The end of that Mishnah supports Barpada, because Barpada, you know, it gives the ability to do your rituals on the 30th day, and therefore that would work for Barpada. Reisha Nasek Omer Shleimim. So you have to say that the Reisha is what says that you do it on the 31st day, has to be Has to be only in a case where he said he actually enunciates he's going to be a naziros, a nazir for 30 days. So maybe what the answer here is that the Mishnah is really saying you should do it in the 31st day. But if you do it in the 30th day, you're also yotze. The first part of the Mishnah says 31st day. That only is when you said I'm going to be a nazir for 30 days. But if you didn't say anything and you're automatically a nazir, then you have the ability to clean up on the 30th day because you're really observing effectively 29 days. Ula Rav Masna, how does this work, Rav Masna? Rav Masna is the one who says you follow the Gematria. The Gematria says 30 days. Kasha Seifa, this end of the Mishnah that says you're allowed to shave on the 30th day. How does that work if your Naziros has to be for 30 days? Kasavar, he would hold. Mixus Hayom Kahula. He would say, you know, like we do this in many other instances. We say that, you know, you only have to observe part of the day. Once you observe, an hour of the day, it's as if you observe the whole day. You know, it's God forbid someone is observing Shiva on the seventh day. They only sit for a little bit in the morning and then they're done. You know, only make them do it for part of the day. So maybe when it comes to Naziros, you know, you wake up in the morning, you observe, you know, you're a Nazir for 30 minutes and then you can clean up because you can count the day as if it's done. The Gemara doesn't necessarily like this. Tanan, but we learned it in Mishnah, which we'll get to later on. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. Someone who says I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Im Gileach LeYom Lamed. If he shaves on the 30th day, Lo Yatza. Doesn't work. So if he said he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days and he shaves on that 30th day, it doesn't work. So according to Rav Masna, in theory, you should have been able to wake up at 6 in the morning and shave at 7 in the morning. That day counted. The Mishnah clearly says, if he does that, he's not Yotze. The Gemara answers again, Be'omer Shleimim. This is in a case where he says, I am a Nazir for 30 complete days. So the answer is that because he's not explicitly saying 30 days, then he doesn't have to really hold full 30 days. He can hold into the 30th day, let's call it. So that is with Bar Masta, but now back to Bar Pada. Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, Misha Nazir Beis Naziros, someone who declared two consecutive Naziros terms. Right? He says, I'm going to be a Nazir two times. Megaleach Asarishon Yom Lamed Be'echad, he shaves for the first Naziros on day 31. Vashniya Liyom Shishim Be'echad. So in both of these cases, what is he doing? He's observing 30 full days, and then he is shaving on the 31st day. So Bishlama Rav Masna Nicha, this works to Rav Masna, because Rav Masna is the one who says that you would do your rituals on the 31st day. So therefore, you know, term one you do on the 31st day, and term two you do on the 61st day. And either way, you're doing it on the 31st day.
If you're doing it on the 61st day, aren't you only doing 30 days the second time around?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess because the day 31, note 23 sort says that day 31 is also day one. So once you, it's kind of like you don't have, like the first day doesn't necessarily, like if you say I'm in Nazir for 30 days, today is your first day. If you said it at 10 in the morning, it still works, right? I think that's the implication, right? So it doesn't have to, it's not like a midnight to midnight, right?
Right.
I think that's the answer, right? But it's definitely a good question. I would have expected it to say 31 and 62, but right. That's not what it's saying, right? El Rapada Kasha, but according to Barpada, who's the one who says that that it's 29 days, this doesn't work. Because we say, again, it's the same question we said before. Amalach Barpada, and we'll conclude with this paragraph. Amalach Barpada, Ema Seifa. Maybe this goes with what the second part of the Mishnah that says. V'im Gileach HaSarishon Al Yom Shlosha. If he shaved for the first one on the 30th day, Migaleach HaSashni Al Yom Shishim. Right, if he shaved for the first one on day 30, then he's allowed to shave for the second one on day 60. El Seifa Misaile, the end of the Mishnah supports him. Reisha Be'omer Shleima. So again, we're going to conclude with what we're going to say is that both of these Mishnayos, it's like there's two statements. One statement is where he does not specific, in which case we are allowed it on the 30th day or the 60th day or the 30th day in the other case. And then where he says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 full days, that's where it has to be day 31 or day 61. But again, that's your question is still valid in this case, Adam, because if he says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 full days, how is he shaving on day 61? But maybe we'll get to that next time. But for now, we'll pause. Everyone should have a wonderful day.